She's the yard cop.
I am.
How are you this morning?
Very well, and yourself?
Wonderful. What are you here to tell us about today that we're doing wrong?
Oh, no. No, well, it's spring out.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's an early spring, and that weeds and grass are going to grow.
Yeah.
And we just want to remind everybody, you got to keep that grass under 12 inches all across the yard, not just clumps here and there, but the whole yard has to be under 12 inches.
Okay, so now that brings up a thought, because in a neighborhood where I used to live in College Station, a person had kind of let their yard go. It was a natural yard. And I guess you have some people who want to do that, and so that might not fall within the parameters you're talking about. Can you tell me, if people want to have a natural kind of a habitat yard, how that works?
Exactly. That's xeriscaping.
Okay.
And that's when people decide that they want to have, like you said, a more natural environment. Usually they plant native grasses or native plants. And usually we can tell the difference between somebody who wants to xeriscape and someone who's hadn't gotten to their...
Just not mowing.
Who hadn't gotten to mow their yard. So we can definitely tell the difference. And there's also, starting next week, March 1, is sunflower season, or wildflower season.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. And we ask residents that if they want to have some wildflowers in their yards, that they kind of mark those off to let us know, hey, this is my wildflower season.
I got you.
My wildflower area. And we're not going to mow that just yet.
Well, again, you know, if you go to other parts of Texas, we're very fortunate. They grow here in profusion, and it's kind of nice, and it's fairly easy. So, yeah, with no winter, that means that things are a little bit different. So the you have to probably start mowing a little bit faster. But tell me, what else are some of the things that people complain about their neighbors not doing properly as far as code enforcement?
Leaving furniture like recliners, bedroom suites on the roof. That's what we call open storage.
Can you explain to me why people put lawn chairs on the roof of their house? Can you explain that to me?
I guess they just want to enjoy the nighttime, the stars, and I'm guessing.
I don't know. I just I know that house. This was in Bryan, in a house that I had, and next door, the students who lived in it had put their lawn chairs on the roof, and I just didn't. It sounded like it was more trouble than it was.
Lawn chairs are fine if you want to risk being on your roof with your lawn chair. Sure. That's fine. But when you get that. How they get a couch up there, I don't know. But if you want to put your couch up there and leave it up there, kind of frown on that.
There's certainly people who have moved here since the last time you were here, so you have some guidelines that you do have. So you mentioned the 12-inch grass, and don't put your furniture out there, open furnishings. What other things do they need to be aware of so they won't be in violation?
Absolutely. House numbers are an important issue, especially for our first responders looking for house numbers on the house or on the mailbox. And litter. If you're going to have a party, just remember to pick up after yourself. Mm-hmm. That way your solo cups and napkins don't fly all over the place. Those are probably and your trash cans. Please bring your trash can in within 12 hours after your collection day.
All right. Now, if you're one of those bad actors, there's a process that you go through to get them to correct that. Tell us a little bit about the process.
Absolutely. We always try and educate our residents first, especially, like you said, we're always having new people come to town, and we want to make sure that they understand what those rules are. So we try to educate them first by leaving just a little notice on their door that says, hey, this is what you're in violation of. Please correct it for us. And if you have any questions, there's a number on the bottom of that door tag, and that's 979-764-6363.
Okay, next step is what? Then you notify them in a more direct manner?
That's exactly right. We start making phone calls and write letters a little bit more aggressive or assertive in making sure that they understand exactly what that ordinance says.
And then, if they don't, then you go out and mow it and charge them?
Exactly. If people decide that they don't want to mow their yard and it is within that 12-inch limit, then we do. We have a contractor that goes out and mows it. I believe the highest fee I've had to charge somebody is about $600.
Wow.
That's including the mower's fee and then my administrative fee.
When we get into spring and summer and that, what's the highest month that you can remember as far as number of times you've had to call a contractor out?
Probably April and May.
Mm-hmm. And how many, ballpark, how many incidences?
Probably throughout the year, we mow 10 to 20 properties a year. I think 5 in 1 month is the most I've ever had.
So it doesn't happen a lot, which is good. All right, and then if you want to narc out your neighbor, if you see a violation because you don't have enough bodies to go around and see everything, what do they do?
Absolutely. They call 979-764-6363, or they can email me at codeenforcement@csTX.gov.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate you coming
in this
morning.
Thank you.